I did it, Daddy.
You're gonna be so proud of me.
Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste.
Don't put it in your mouth.
Welcome back to...
Shut the Fuck Up.
The show where we talk news stories, shoot the shit, and keep it
strictly platonic.
I'm your host with the most.
Giant beer bottles. No.
It's true, though. If you were here, you'd see it. Mr. Old School, along with my... Hold on a second. How did you get in again?
You have a little cat friend that keeps letting me in.
So, as you can hear, this is not Charlie, because she's currently in Boppity Boopy Land eating... pasta, gnocchi, ravioli, rigatoni, bruschetta. Pizza, parmesan, just stuffing her face with fucking parmesan.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
So we're calling in our ringer from previous episodes, calling in our right-hander. Are you right-handed?
Yes, I am.
Calling in our right-handed closer, her name, formerly from All One Side, Brooke.
Brooke, it's me.
That's you. Thank you very much for doing this on short notice. We appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. It really wasn't that short notice.
I know.
Quite the heads up.
Thanks. All right, cool. Yeah. Awesome. This is our first one-on-one. We've always done whatever this in group settings. We've always met in group settings.
It's true.
Because we're one-on-one today, I'm going to get... I think it's good for not only me, but the listeners maybe to get to know you a little bit. So if you're cool with this, I've got a new segment for you.
Okay.
It's called 21 Questions.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of questions.
Well, we're going to do rapid fire.
Okay.
I don't need essay answers.
It's okay, good.
Cool. And if there's anything you don't want to answer, anything that might legally get you in trouble,
okay,
you can abstain.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. Yeah, I hope I don't. My life is very boring. Okay.
But you never know. It's always the quiet ones that are the craziest. They're those serial killers. You never know.
You never know.
All right. Brooke, formerly from All One Aside, are you ready?
I'm ready.
21 questions. Question number one.
Okay.
If you had the choice between giving all of your friends $10 each or giving yourself $100, what would you do?
I think I would give all my friends $10 each, be honest. I'm not just saying that because I'm supposed to say that. One, I don't really have that many friends, so it wouldn't cost me too much.
It costs you $20.
Right, pretty much. And I don't feel like $100 could really change my life, but I feel like giving my friends $10 for no reason would be a nice thing to do.
It'd be a nice little boost.
Yeah.
Well, that's very chivalrous of you. Well,
yeah, one for me.
All right. Question number two.
Okay.
How did you meet Charlie?
Oh my gosh. Charlie and I were kind of had mutual friends. We were like a group of girls that used to go clubbing and stuff all together. And
she's a clubber?
She was at
one
point.
Get the fuck out.
Oh yeah, we used to club a lot together.
What?
For a short period of time, yeah.
I didn't know this about
her. Even me, I had like maybe like a 1 to 2 year clubbing period. Yeah. Oh yeah. We did Elements and Extremes and Jet Club and
LaBoom. Jet Club?
And oh gosh, yeah.
Charlie, you did Jet Club?
She did Jet Club.
Get the fuck out.
Oh gosh, I have good clubbing stories about Charlie, but I'd rather have her here so I can see her embarrassment.
Absolutely. You guys should do a one-on-one. Like, well, I was telling her to do an All One Aside reunion on this show.
We should.
I was telling her.
I bug her all the time to do something with
Even
All
One
Aside.
Even if it's just a one-on-one, like a two-parter one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do it.
Yeah, we'll get on our case when she gets back to
it. So when you guys are younger,
Canada.
You do oomps, 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 oomps. Okay, that's how you guys met?
We did that. Well, kind of, but we were actually in that group. We were probably the two that were like the least close. Like,
okay.
We were really just like mutual friends.
Interesting.
And then I don't even know. I think when she really got into photography more, maybe, I started working more and more closely with her, and then we just really built a friendship from that. Yeah,
cool.
And now she's honestly one of my closest friends.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. What is the top thing in your current wish list? Something that you conceivably afford.
This sounds so nerdy because I was just talking about
it
today.
Go for it, man. I'm the biggest nerd
it's
ever.
It's my Mother's Day wish gift is I want a sewing machine so bad. Yeah.
Fucking sewing machine.
You know what? I do a lot of like DIYs Amazing. At home.
Okay.
And I'm actually in the process of sewing my little guy a beanbag chair. And the project is actually supposed to take half an hour with the sewing machine. And I've been working on it for about 4 hours. Like,
okay.
Obviously not consecutively.
And wouldn't that like be a lot better on the wrist and stuff? You're not fucking...
So much. And the right. fingertips. Like the amount of times yeah. I poke my fingertips and like bleed yeah. is ridiculous. Yeah. So I really, really want a sewing machine.
Yeah, and you could do clothes repair and all kinds of stuff for the yeah. kids, or ripping their fucking pants all the time.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's yeah. I didn't, I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting that answer, yeah. but it's a cool answer.
Actually, another reason why I want a sewing machine, because yeah. this is random, because you're like, yeah, I sew their clothes and stuff. But the actual reason why I want one is I want to make a swamp monster costume.
You want to cosplay as a swamp monster?
I was watching an episode of Family Guy, and Lois's dad dressed up as a swamp monster, yeah. and I was like, that looks like such a cool costume to make. So yeah. that's actually my first project I'm going to make when I get my sewing machine.
That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Okay.
Swamp monster yeah. cosplay yeah. from Brooke. All right. Have you deliberately broken anybody's heart or hurt anybody's feelings?
Deliberately? Why yeah. would I do
Like
that?
Out of spite or as a revenge thing or...
Like really like broke somebody's heart on purpose?
Or hurt somebody's feelings on purpose.
I mean, hurt someone's feelings like to what degree? Because like to be completely honest.
We'll let you interpret this.
Right. Because like to be completely honest, like say like if Tom and I are fighting and like... I feel like he's being mean to me. Like, I'll purposely say mean things to him okay. so he feels like how I feel.
Gotcha.
But, like, I mean, they're like, I mean, I'm not just ripping his heart out and eating it. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, to that extent, yeah. But further than okay. that, no.
Not you.
No, I...
You don't seem like the type.
I believe too much in karma, too.
Yeah, you don't seem like the type. All right. Name one movie which you can watch again and again and again.
Oh, one movie?
What? Name a couple.
Okay, the first Go off the top of my head, Beetlejuice. It's probably my hands down.
Beetlejuice.
Oh yes, my favorite movie. I love Beetlejuice. I can watch it over and over and over again.
Yeah, I didn't know it was Michael Keaton for the longest time.
You know what? Me neither. I actually had this conversation with Tom.
I didn't know.
Because I kept saying something about one of the Baldwin brothers, and because I kept thinking he played Beetlejuice for some reason. Yeah. He's like, no, he's the husband. I said, no. And he's yeah. like, no, it's Michael Keaton. Yeah, we had this whole conversation. I didn't know either. Anyway.
Maybe, hold on.
Yeah?
Mandela effect.
Maybe it was Alec Baldwin at one point. Or I don't know which Baldwin
you're from
was
the
there.
You're from the Alec Baldwin universe.
I think I am. Yeah, I think I am. what episode was that? 13?
Yes.
Okay. You have to go back and listen. So yeah, Beetlejuice, I guess. Off the top of my head, Beetlejuice, The Shining is another movie I could watch over and over again. Grease.
Yeah.
I know all the words off Grease, my heart.
Like, oh, you can just wing all the songs and fucking...
Yes. When I was younger, like... probably like 10.
Yeah.
My brother used to play hockey, and one of the guys he played hockey with, his two sisters and I would sit up in the bleachers and just recite all the words from the whole movie. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Name one quality for which you want people to remember you by.
Oh my gosh. I guess just being nice, like just a good person.
Okay.
That sounds so cheesy and cliche, but honestly, like...
There are not enough good people in this world. Yeah, a lot of selfish pricks.
Simple good person.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
What is your opinion about sexting?
Sexting?
Texting with sex pictures.
Right. With pictures. Is that what
sexting,
it is? It's
yeah.
specifically pictures? I didn't know this.
I'm okay. not 100%. I believe it is photos. Yeah.
Oh, okay. If you do it in a responsible manner like you would anything else sexual, there's nothing wrong with it. Mm. You know what I mean? Like yeah. you do it between either your partner or... If you have multiple partners, that's up to you. But if you do it with another, you know... I mean, I don't think... I'm not for it if you're doing it with somebody else... And you're dating someone,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Then I'm yeah. not, I don't think that's okay.
Yeah.
But you know, like, I think it falls into the sexual category.
Yeah.
So as long as you're respecting those outlines, then there's nothing wrong with it.
I am so paranoid. I shower with clothes on. I will not fucking take any fucking, the internet will get it and we'll publish it to the world. There's no way.
Tom.
No fucking way.
Tom is the exact
no.
same way. He recently just got a BlackBerry because he recently heard that it's like the safest one out there.
It
Who
is.
The fuck has BlackBerries?
And the every president, time, that, like, Obama had
Oh my gosh. And he like has every security device on there.
Yeah.
And like, I'm a huge iPhone fan because I love iCloud because
yeah.
it backs everything up for
I
me.
Hear
and
you.
He is like, it's on the internet. They have all of our photos. He belongs to no social media, no
yeah.
nothing because
yeah.
he's paranoid of all that.
Does he put a sticker over his camera?
All of our laptops have
Genius,
a sticker over.
I love it.
You know what though? I was the first one to do that.
Mark Zuckerberg does it. You know that?
Really?
Yeah.
I did it because I
trust
saw.
Anybody.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, and if somebody who's that connected to the internet does it, that scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'd seen a 2020 or something.
The Yahoo thing. where everybody on Yahoo got spied on?
No, it was a school was spying on their students.
Oh, and yeah, you know they could be charged with child porn?
And it was a big thing. I don't think they got charged with child porn, but they got charged with something because it was an invasion of privacy. The parents didn't know. And that's when I had first put the sticker on, and then Tom saw it and did it to the rest of the devices
don't
in the
blame
house.
You. Yeah, it's a good thing. And all the listeners, too, cover your laptops. Cover you never know. You never know who's watching. If you had a time machine, would you go back in time or visit the future?
Oh my gosh. I think I would visit the... No. Oh. This is so difficult.
Let me start. I cannot stand any historical crap. I only like technology, sci-fi, fucking... Okay. I want the latest gadgets and gizmos, and if I could skip 100 years and five flying cars and shit, done.
100% done. In the future then? Okay. See, I kind of feel like I wouldn't want to visit the past because one, I also do not like it. Like I don't watch Game of Thrones because it's set in the past.
Yeah.
Tom's watching Deadwood right now. I'm like, no, that's too far back. Like I do not like any of those things. But then there's also like moments from say like my childhood that I would love to relive those feelings.
Yeah.
But then being in the future, like I'd love to like, it depends. If I go into the future, can the people in the future see me or am I kind of like a fly on the wall? Because that'll make a difference.
Interpret it how you want.
Okay. So if I was to fly on the wall, I'd love to like, I don't know, like pop in and like see my kids 20 years from now.
Right.
Or, So I guess the future.
On another show that I did, we had in regards to technology and stuff. But the question came, if you could go back in time with the memories you had right now to relive the last 20 years again. But you'd have to stay stagnant with all the old technology. Like, let me give you an example. I go with all my memories right now and all my knowledge. Okay. I go back into 20 years ago. So I go into my own 15-year-old body from the past.
Okay.
And I relive from then till now.
But with no up-to-date technology.
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, because you would be like the genius 15 years ago. Now you're going to be like, I have this idea for these phones.
But we also had a side thing where you can't like... you can't sabotage, like you can't. Okay. You like gotta go with the
butterfly
flow.
Effect,
you gotta play stupid. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Because
imagine being able to like relive all the things you fucked up, you know?
Yeah, I have a lot of moments. I was an extremely inverted, shy child.
Yeah.
And I would love to go, like, my characters, I'd like to say much more outgoing.
Are you
now.
Introverted?
If I don't have to leave my house, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay. Do you prefer more time by yourself than in groups?
Not necessarily, because by myself, no. I like I have a very close circle, and I like having a close circle. Like, I don't like having, like, too many friends and, like, big groups and, like
you
I get
like
very anxious.
You don't like mingling?
No, exactly. Yeah. Like, I just started, like, my little guy in a play group, and I have to go mingle with other mothers once a week. And the anxiety, like, I sweat buckets while I'm there. Like, just the anxiety it brings on.
You like small groups, deep conversation, meaningful.
Right, exactly, exactly. Okay. Like, I hate being on. You know what I mean?
I 100%.
Yeah, and like 100%. Watching, make sure I don't curse.
Cause
and like,
because you drain after a while. I'm the same way.
Exactly.
I can do it for a couple hours and be on, and then I just got to get
and
away.
And it's draining. And I mean, I worked as a hairdresser for over 15 years. So I was literally on 12 hours a day, and I just don't have it in me anymore.
Agreed.
So because of that, so like, yes, I am a little bit introverted, but I feel like I'm less shy and a little bit more outgoing now. So I would love to take that me and bring her like elementary school when I was literally walking around with my tail between my legs.
And you'd be walking with your tail between your legs with your Walkman.
Right.
And you're fucking... But imagine,
I loved my yellow Sony Walkman.
It was the shit, man. It was the shit.
I got it doing a babysitting job. It was awesome.
That's cool. So you would do it.
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever shit yourself?
Fully?
Yes.
Fully, no.
Okay.
Sharded. No. I mean, unless like, I mean, under the age of whatever. No.
Yeah.
Not that I can remember, no.
First thought when you woke up this morning?
I don't remember much of them. I'm not a morning person. It was probably like along the lines of like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I need a nap. I'm not pleasant in the morning at all.
I'm the same way. Yeah. I want to murder
everybody.
Everybody,
yeah.
Would you eat a bowl of crickets for $50,000?
Oh, yeah. I've eaten crickets before, so yes.
Because I know there's a chocolate crickets or there's... You can, like, the cricket paste, you can mix in a nutritional bars and stuff.
Oh, my God.
You ate it raw?
Yeah, well, is that the insectarium?
Okay.
Like, they have, you know, every, I think once a year, they do the exhibition where they have a chef come in, they cook you up some insects. And yeah, so I ate that there.
And no gag, nothing? They're just...
No, they're actually, because they're cooked, they cook them, like, it's a chef that prepares them, like, they're actually okay. good. Like, the crickets were very, like, light and crispy. We ate a scorpion. The scorpion, I think, was more of a psychological thing. I had a hard time with that. We had, like, a cake that had ants baked into it. I believe there was a juice that had ants in it. And these weird, like, sluggy looking worms, but they were crispy too. They were like roasted or something. I don't know what.
Wow. Yeah, it was a long time ago. I didn't put you as a bug person. Oh,
I will try anything once.
If you could wake up in the body of somebody else, who would it be and what would you do?
The body, the physical body? Oh, that's easy. Kim Kardashian. Definitely. The fun I would have with that.
Just
the
like things check I would yourself wear. Out and
oh,
shit.
God, yeah.
If you had a brainwashing machine, who would you use it on?
Oh, brainwashing machine? Again, I feel like I'm saying such cliche answers.
Me would be Trump. It would have to be
Trump.
Well,
yeah, I was about to say, and then went to generalize.
I'm out of here. I'm a loser. I'm out of here.
And the reason why I didn't say Trump and I was going to generalize was because even if we got rid of Trump, there would be a whole
lot of
people.
Mike Pence is a loser, too. You should get out of here.
There's too many Trumps in the world. So every racist, narrow-minded bully out there, I would use it on.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. The longest period you've gone without sleep.
I don't do well without sleep. So it would probably be two that I can remember was in grade 10. We went to like the prom for the year, like the grade 11's prom. Yeah. And I didn't sleep at all that night. And then we went to a party that night. So that must have been like, say, I woke up, it was probably like 36 hours, I guess. And then I did that again. I guess 36 hours would probably be.
You must have just been fucking zombie.
It was, well, the first time I did it in grade 10 actually wasn't too bad because I was partying and like you're kind of running on adrenaline.
Right. And you're younger too.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like 16 at the time. Yeah. The last time I did it, it was, I was baking. I owned a baking company. We were baking for a fundraiser and we had to bake like 500 cupcakes and we had to pull an all-nighter.
And a conventional edge, the regular oven?
Yeah, exactly.
How many can you do? 12 at a time? Like,
yeah, exactly. Oh, it
takes what, half an hour each?
Yeah. We had to frost them all, pack them up, get them to the fundraiser.
No.
And then at the fundraiser, hand them out. We're two people. And we pulled an all-nighter. And like I said, I don't do well on sleep. It was for the Breast Cancer Foundation. Okay. And halfway through the night, I was fuck the fucking Breast Cancer fucking Foundation. I don't fucking give a shit anymore.
Fuck it.
I was so fed up. But we made it. We've gotten there. Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite word and your least favorite word? I'll tell you my new favorite word.
Okay, tell me.
Proclivity.
What does that even mean?
It's something that happens frequently.
Okay.
I observe a proclivity to this.
Okay.
I fucking love proclivity now.
Okay. I should try to start using that a little bit more often. I'll sound smart.
It's my new favorite word.
My favorite?
Oh, and a charlatan.
Charlatan?
You're a charlatan. Like, you're a con artist.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that
you
either.
You charlatan.
Where did you hear these words from?
One was from a biography of some old magician.
Okay.
And the other one was just some YouTuber that meant proclivity. What? I love this word.
Google this. My favorite word and my least favorite word. I guess my favorite word, for some reason, when you say favorite word, I've never put thought into this, but when you said that, the first word that popped into my head was umbrella for some reason.
Okay.
So I must have some sort of liking to umbrella.
Sure.
And my least favorite word, I really don't have a least favorite word. I know a lot of people say they don't like the word moist.
They don't
moist.
Like the moist.
I don't
that
get
is,
that.
It's like the top hated word for
but
five countries.
But I don't get that at all. Yeah. Like, I like really moist cake, and that's a good thing. Isn't it? Right, like, yeah. I don't know.
Crevice.
Crevice is, but even that, I don't know if that doesn't bother me. I guess like pus. Just because it makes me think of pus, I don't know.
Right,
like,
okay, pus is a bad word.
Yeah.
Have you ever been stung by a bee?
No, I just thought of my least favorite word.
Go.
Sorry.
Go.
I hate the word titties.
Tits or titties?
Titties, not tits.
Titties.
It sounds like somebody's talking about a 9-year-old.
Okay.
Like, I can't stand that word. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, what's the next question?
Have you ever been stung by a bee?
I have. Oh, well, a wasp. Does that count?
Wasps are pricks.
Yes, they are.
Bees, you know, like... They must feel a near-death experience because
yes.
they're done. They're kamikaze.
Wasps,
they sting you, they're done. Wasps will bite you to be a fucking dick.
Yeah, I got stung by a wasp.
They all should be eradicated.
I agree, yeah.
They do nothing good.
Apparently, they do pollinate. I did look it up.
Fuck them.
I know, but we don't need them. We have bees,
exactly.
which are dying off.
Fuck you, wasps, if you listen. What's the sickest you've ever been?
There's been so many, because you know when like you're really sick, you feel like it's the sickest you've ever been.
Yeah.
I've had gastro a few times. I really thought I was dying. Like one time it led to a really bad migraine. I thought I was dying. Like, like you know when you start going like, just kill me. just kill me. It was one of those. And there was another time too. Oh yeah, when I was pregnant, my last pregnancy, I had like chugged a few glasses of milk and I don't really do dairy. And yeah, I thought I was in labor. That didn't go very well. Yeah. And then I was fine.
Yeah. And last question.
Yeah.
Did you notice that I asked you 22 questions instead of 21?
I was about to say, that was already 21 questions? Yeah. So no, I didn't. No.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much.
That was so quick.
Yeah, okay, I know. Let's figure it. You know, break the ice, get to know you a little bit.
I hope that was somewhat entertaining.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you've heard a previous episode.
Okay.
But I was discussing the fact that when I talk with a lot of women on the phone at work, they all say bye at the end.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, bye.
Oh, no, this is something I'm never going to unhear now.
Okay. Well, I'm always going to hear it from people. Throw you back, I'll reference you the episode, but it's like literally 80% of women this thing. I've had friends who've like listened to the episode and say, I fucking hate you because now I noticed that all these women do this. And we asked Charlie if you were an umbuyer.
And what'd she
say? And she said that you are an umbuyer. She's pretty sure that you are one. Her sister's one.
Okay, first of all, I like never talk on the phone. Like if you call my phone and I answer, it's probably because I think you're dying.
Because you used to do hair, right?
Right.
So say if you were like taking appointments and it'd be like, okay, all right, thanks a lot. Do you go, bye?
This is something I'm always going to notice now with people.
Are you an umbuyer?
I think I'm a K buyer.
K buyer?
Yeah. I think I'm like K buyer.
New category.
K buy. Yeah.
Well, pay attention. And I'd like to know if you are an umbuyer.
Yeah, be honest. I'm going to pay attention.
Pay attention and tell me if you notice any other umbuyers.
Now I'm for sure going to notice.
You're going to notice. Yeah, and it's going to drive you insane. And I apologize in advance.
Okay.
So I got a bunch of shit to bitch about. Do you want to go? Because I've been talking for 30 minutes.
No, go ahead. Okay. Honestly, go ahead.
Okay, I'll start. And then if anything comes to mind, let me know. Yeah. Okay. New pet peeve for me is bad pedestrians.
Oh,
so,
God. Yes.
Like just people who aren't paying attention on their fucking phones. Like, I ain't the fastest walker in the world. I ain't a small guy. But I can walk at a relatively decent pace. And usually, I walk on the right side because I know I'm not the fastest guy. You know, there's going to be people blowing past me. So, I'll walk on the... It's like when I drive, I walk on the right side and then I do the passing on the left.
There is a flow to walking as the same as there is driving.
Yeah. 100%.
Yes.
But some fucking people just don't get it and they just block the whole fucking sidewalk. They're on their phones, not paying attention. It always seems, it happens to me. I don't know if it's just me, but I'm walking like in a certain direction. And the second I get near the guy, he like goes to block me. Like, what the fuck? How do you know I'm there, first of all? And why are you going the exact same spot? And then I'm stuck like trying to fucking maneuver around him. And if it's a woman, I look weird. It's like I'm following her or some shit. I'm right behind her. I'm not trying to take your purse. I just want to get around your fucking ass.
I know exactly what you're... I'm an extremely quick walker.
Okay.
So because of that... And I'm always late for everything. So I'm always in a rush. Right,
okay.
So whenever I'm walking... Yeah, everyone walks way too slow for me. Yeah. And I'm just like...
Because I've had coworkers who will just like leave. They have no... Like I'm walking too slow for them. And they'll just like leave.
That's so rude.
I know. Biggest dick ever.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. You'll walk at the pace of the slow...
Yeah, for sure.
But he'll be like, oh, hurry up, fuck.
Well, I mean... Because if I'm walking with somebody, then I'm probably not in my usual rush.
Yeah.
Like if I'm just like walking with someone, and if they're not in a rush.
You're casual. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not.
So it's not as bad.
But when you're by yourself, it's fucking go time. Get the fuck out of my way.
Exactly. Like I am on a mission.
I'm busting ass here.
Yeah.
I also have this thing. I think it's because I'm sensitive. So I'm very like aware of what's going on. Whenever I walk, I try to get out of the way. And then the person goes the same fucking way. And I always land up. Even though I'm trying to go left, right, I go the same way as that guy and I always land up like almost hitting him.
The sidewalk tango?
That's what it's called? amazing.
I think we did an All Wine Aside episode about that and we were saying that we were challenging each other to one day when that happened to actually break out into the tango with them, like just grab them and start tangoing. And then we decided against that because that could be dangerous.
Yeah, well, you guys might be able to get away with it, but I might get charged with something. Like, so.
A guy might get arrested. Yeah. We might get raped, you know, and guys would be like, well, she was asking for it. She danced.
I might get punched in the face, so there you go. The sidewalk tango. Okay. I'm fucking the worst at. I will always go the wrong.
Me too. Like,
always get in people's way.
You know what? You know what else? I do this all the time. You know the whole kiss people are supposed to do when they see each other?
Yeah.
Which I usually don't like doing.
Yeah. I'm a hugger.
Exactly. If I'm going to do something, it's a hug. Exactly. Yeah. I agree. But I mean, sometimes
that's
you
a
just
cultural
have to
thing.
Do
it. It's an English French thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
But, which is funny because, like, I'm half English, half French, technically. And
when I go to Vancouver, I try doing it, and they're like,
"What
the
are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing, man?
Did you kiss me?
Get the fuck off me, man! Same space." It was such a culture. I was like, "What the fuck? I'm from Montreal. It's fine."
Yeah, no. So, but I always go the wrong way. Like,
the
I guess there's like a way you're supposed to go first. No? I guess so. And I guess I always go left, right. And
left, right.
I've gotten my nose in people's mouths. I've
You ever accidentally kissed somebody on the lips?
No, it's been more mouth nose thing. Okay. I'm kind of short, so I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have the chin in the face.
You know? Pretty much, yeah. So I do the sidewalk tango to people's faces.
Listeners, do you have the sidewalk tango problem? Because I just in my head it'd be like, why don't you just all go right and you go right and we don't have a problem? But it's always like the.
Yeah,
I just start laughing all the time.
Yeah. It's Star Wars. Oh no, never mind.
May the 4th be with you. It's realized, okay.
But we break the fourth wall.
Charlie breaks it fucking every episode.
She yells at me every time I do it.
You're a fucking hypocrite, Charlie. You always break the fourth wall.
No.
So may the 4th be with you. Are you a big Star Wars nerd?
I've never seen an episode. An episode? Well, they're called episodes, aren't they?
I think you just ruined it. Yeah, okay.
I've never seen a movie. Yeah. But just as much as I hate history, I don't like space stuff either.
Nothing. No Star Trek. Did you see the new Star Trek? Because it's very general. It's nothing too over the top.
Tom keeps telling me I did. I don't recall this.
Because I've had female friends who weren't into the geeky stuff at all, and they loved it.
He keeps telling me I saw it and loved it, and it's possible because there are movies I've seen and don't fully remember.
You know what it is? He saw it with you in the alternate universe, got transferred over. I'm telling you, it's Mandela effect shit. I'm noticing it every day now.
Or I was high.
Or you were high. Either one. I had a Mandela effect recently happen.
Really?
What? We were playing at games night at a friend's house. And then my friend's girlfriend said, why is there an extra chair there? Is Kevin here? Like, what do you mean Kevin here? No, he wasn't here. Really? I'm like, do you remember Kevin being here? She's like, yes. I'm like, what? Mandela effect.
But that was like within like, what, an hour?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're from an alternate universe.
You're from an alternate universe.
And they're all laughing at me. I'm like, I'm telling you something. I got something here. We're in Steam Bears, fucker. Okay. I'm the biggest declutterer in the world.
Okay.
I do, as you notice in this house, not a lot of compact stuff.
And I love that. My house is very cluttered because we're like four people living in a small space. But I hate
it. I can't stand it. If I have anything that's out of place, it's gone. I'm either donating it, selling it, giving it away, whatever.
Yeah.
I do not like clutter. So I started trying selling stuff online.
Okay.
Okay, fuck everybody who's on Facebook fucking whatever.
No one shows up.
Oh my God. Okay. I have a rule now. If it's less than $50, I don't give a shit. Not worth my time because I've tried to give stuff away, sell it for $20, whatever. And then they'll message you, oh yeah, everything's good. Okay, it was reserved, whatever. It's reserved. 2 hours before, oh, fuck, I got into a car accident. it's always this, like, I'm sorry. Either I have the worst luck in the fucking world.
Nobody shows up. I know. I tried selling a bassinet after I had my last baby, and I ended up giving it away because nobody was showing up. I was sitting there all Saturday waiting for some. No.
See, so you say to yourself, okay, I'm selling this for $25. How much is my time worth? Because I'm sitting there waiting for your ass to show up. So you're either gonna and I have a thing, I won't give them my address. Go at the corner it is, and when you're there, call me and I'll tell you what the address is.
Yeah.
Because you don't want somebody randomly showing up at like 10 at night or showing up when you're not there.
Exactly. You know? And I've had that happen.
Because I've heard horror stories like that. Yeah. I'm like, no.
No, I agree.
But yeah, people fucking no show. I haven't had it where people try to haggle on the spot after I've agreed on the price, thankfully. But I've also heard of that.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, fuck,
I don't like being put on the spot like that at all.
Fuck you. I hate that shit. So yeah, but it's like a car accident, fucking death in the family, ambulance. The
craziest excuses.
It's just like, just tell me you don't want to fucking.
Ebola.
Yeah, just tell me you don't want to come. I don't want to hear it, you know?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Like with the lying thing, I'm the same fucking way.
What are you using to sell stuff? Facebook?
Kijiji and Facebook.
Apparently, I keep hearing a lot of good things of Letgo.
Letgo and Virage Sale, apparently, is good.
I've heard of Virage Sale, too, but what I don't like about Virage Sale is I'm willing to travel to get stuff, and it goes by, like, area that you're in. I keep trying to get into the one in the West Island, mainly because it's English.
Yeah.
And they keep telling me no because I don't live in the West Island.
Okay.
So I don't deal with Virage Sale, yeah.
Why the fuck can't you just do the West...
I know.
Oh, so it's got to be a 15-kilometer range
or
something.
I don't know. So I just stopped. But apparently Letgo.
Well, screw you, Virage Sale. It's not cool.
Yeah.
Because that killed the classified ad, right? Because every time you'd want to sell something back in a day, be Gazette, personal ads, Craigslist and that fucking killed killed it.
And it was instant, right? Like, with the, you have to call in.
Yeah. You don't know, is it sold or not? Because, if you sell something, you just take it off. Yeah.
Yeah, but now exactly Craigslist and Kijiji. Like, you can literally put something up and within the hour have it gone.
It's crazy how the internet's killed so many things, but so made stuff convenient though.
Yeah.
Just like shopping malls are dying. Mm-hmm. Do you buy most of your stuff online?
You know what? I've started to a little bit more. Yeah. I haven't had the best luck with doing it.
Okay.
I love shopping online because I don't like leaving my house.
Yeah.
But I haven't had the best luck, especially when it came to clothes. We actually recently just like got a whole shipment of clothes in for KG and we had to return everything but one.
They have not been able to get that just right yet.
No.
Especially even, with the fitting and how it looks. And they haven't been able to get it.
And I used the sizing guide. I actually took the time. Wow. I read the sizing guide. Yeah. I used it. I measured her and had to return everything. I was so upset.
It just, they haven't been able to perfect that yet. That's so, the one thing. That and big ticket items like furniture, stoves, dishwasher, dryer, that kind of stuff. It seems like people will go. But everything else, pretty much.
Gadgets. I love buying gadgets.
Gadgets,
online.
Amazon, the shit.
Exactly. Books. I usually buy most books online. They're usually much, much cheaper online.
For shipping.
But even, what was it that the Walking Dead books, the hardcover ones, they were literally half price online. My father was getting some for Tom for Christmas one year.
On like
and he was
Kohl's
able to get two, for the price. And it was the guy at Kohl's that told him, go online. They're a lot cheaper.
Dude, you're fucking yourself over. You're not going to have a job. Thanks. You're not going to have a job.
It was actually because there was missing one of the books he wanted. Okay. So he's like, go online. He goes, you'll find it. And it's a lot cheaper. And it's half the price. Half the price.
There you go. Yeah. Shop online.
Yeah.
When you can.
When you can.
So, do you have anything you want to crap on? Life stories?
No, it was just about, because I had chicken wings today, it made me think of, I entered a chicken wing eating contest.
Do it.
Once.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It wasn't though. It's not as interesting as you think. I actually did. It wasn't for quantity. It was for spiciness.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, well, because McKibben's has the Rim Reaper thing you can do. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
The 911, yeah.
Well, it's you have 12 of the wings that have like the hottest pepper and the ghost pepper, the hottest pepper in the world in it. And if you could finish all 12, then like you get a t-shirt and your name on the wall.
What's your tolerance? Can you go with like the really spicy shit?
Well, I grew up like my dad, the only thing my dad could make growing up were hot wings, buffalo wings. And they were like my favorite food growing up to this day. Like even today, my dad comes over for supper every Thursday and tonight was his last Thursday. He's going to be coming because he's quitting his bowling league.
Okay.
So we had our hot wings. Like that's like our thing is our
hot
wings.
What's your mix?
My dad is Ukrainian, Russian, and German. And my mom is French, Canadian, Native American.
Oh.
So I'm Canadian.
You're a mutt.
Yeah, I'm a mutt. And like a Canadian mutt. Yeah. Like even my grandparents were born here.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm very Canadian.
Okay.
But my spice tolerance is quite high because my father's been eating hot wings since I've been born. Yeah. So I actually did this Rim Reaper challenge at McKibben's.
Did you do it?
I did.
Fuck off.
I did. And actually, you're supposed to eat 12 wings. I actually ate 13 because I did a tester first to see if I could do it.
Wow.
And I did. I was like, okay, I could do this. Me and a girl that I had worked with at the time, and we were like, she's Greek, and her too, her spice tolerance is up there. Yeah. So we did this, and we finished all 12. And while we're doing it, we have like the waiters and people coming up to us going, we've never seen girls do this.
Yeah.
And we've never seen people doing it with such ease.
Wow.
Which I don't know what ease they were talking about. We had our hair on top of our heads.
Right.
Sweating buckets, legs shaking. It was bad. And
but I mean, like, were you suffering with like the whole night or was it just
I felt it go through my whole digestive tract.
Geez,
like, until it came out. I felt it go through.
It was bad.
I would never do it again unless like someone challenged me because I can't turn down a challenge.
Okay.
And the first thing I did when I finished that last wing was I called my father. And he still talks about it to this day. The only thing I was really, really disappointed about was the whole thing was you get a t-shirt and your name on the wall.
Okay.
So when we were done, like they gave us our t-shirt. Oh, and we have to sign a waiver too because there's like risks involved.
Yeah, you could fucking die.
It was intense.
Yeah.
So after we're like, where's this wall where we get our name on?
Yeah.
It was on their website.
Oh, fuck off.
I wanted my name on the wall and the bar.
That is bullshit.
I know.
You're fucking right. You should be on that bar.
I know.
Especially one of few females that can actually do it.
Right? Yeah.
That's bullshit.
So I'm very, very proud of that.
McKibben's, fuck you, man. Put her on the wall.
Right?
That's awesome. I may be like a 2 out of 5 spice, 2.5.
Yeah. Oh, no, I love it. Charlie is like a negative 20.
Oh, forget it.
It's so irritating.
You can't cook for the fucker.
I know.
She won't eat meat.
Can't put pepper.
She won't eat meat. You can't put pepper. Like, you can only put, I have to do non-meat stuff and salt and olive oil.
And olive oil.
That's it.
She's so Italian. Tomatoes and olive oil.
Tomato, olive oil, and salt.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what do I do today? Pasta with olive oil and tomato.
Again.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I get it a fake chicken.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Yeah. And then I'll put a little bit of salt on it.
The Gardein.
The Gardein. That's just good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So we have come to the end of the show, and we're going to play kind of a new game, old game on, well, we do a bunch of Craigslist stuff. So I'm going to, we've taken what's going to be called the best of Craigslist. Okay. I'm going to give you three articles, and I want you to tell me which one you think is the best.
Okay.
So article number one, condoms and bread.
Wait, do I just hear the title, or do I hear
actually,
the whole
you know what?
Thing?
Fun side game. I'm going to say the title, and you're going to try to guess what
it's
it is.
About. Yeah. I like this. Okay, condom and bread.
Condoms and bread.
Wait, do I get to hear all three and then have to say what it's about?
No,
or
just
one by
and
one?
Okay. One by one. Go.
Condoms and bread.
Condoms and bread.
Okay, I'm going to predict that somebody is looking for someone to go out and buy them condoms and bread at the store and bring it to their house.
Close.
Okay.
Hi. You left your 36 value pack of condoms and your organic multigrain whole wheat bread at my farmer's market table this past Saturday.
Of course, kid.
You included the receipt for the condoms, which both shocked and delighted me. I really had no idea condoms were this expensive. Shocked because although these looked like really good ones, they sent you back almost $40.
Oh my god.
Delighted because if no one claims them, I'm exchanging them for four tubes of Maybelline Great Lash Mascara for some
four
sunscreen.
Four tubes.
Amazing.
That's cheap mascara.
I didn't see you, nor did any of my employees, but I imagine you to be male, born in the 90s or 2000s. Optimistic, yes, cautious. Health conscious, yet carb loving. Maybe a long distance runner?
There's no way this is a real Craigslist ad.
This is a real ad. I swear to God.
Oh my
God. Would make sense in the stamina department as well. Or maybe you're in a band? I asked around, but no one was admitting to anything. I learned that people don't appreciate being asked if they misplace their condoms. And I really was just trying to help and bust your balls, but only a tiny bit. I just like if I ever spent $40 on condoms, never, and $6 on a loaf of bread.
Oh my god.
That I'd be mad if I didn't have it. So let me know if these are yours. I'll bring them this weekend to the market.
That's detailed?
Mm. Okay, so that's your first.
Okay.
Condoms and bread.
All right, condoms
Our
and bread.
Our next one is giant UGG boot. Giant UGG boot.
Giant UGG boot. Oh. I'm thinking either there's like some UGG headquarters somewhere with a giant UGG boot outside and someone noticed somebody buy it and was like, hey, you hanging out by the giant UGG boot? Is that it?
No.
Okay.
Tired of all other basics showing up your style-wise when you go home for Thanksgiving? Kick him in the face with fashion. This giant UGG-style boot is robustly built. Now, I know what you're thinking. What sort of things can I do with a giant UGG boot? Fear not. This boot is both stylish and versatile. Maybe your cat needs a basic cat house? You can mount it on your roof as a beacon to show your home and a sanctuary for all those who love pink. Even better, turn it into a lamp like in the film A Christmas Story.
So is somebody selling a giant UGG boot?
Yeah. They made a giant UGG boot and they're selling it.
Out of what? Does it say what materials was used?
They did not mention
like,
the materials.
It can't be real sheepskin.
It looks pretty real. I wish I had the photo
to
show
you. I was going to say, there's
a photo? It's on my Google Drive. I'll show you. I'll show you later. Okay. But it's a fucking giant UGG boot.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So that's number two.
Number two.
And our third one, Canadian lessons. Are you American and moving to Canada?
Oh, well, that sounds like a genius trying to start a business. Well, we all know that there's a lot of people from America planning on coming to Canada if they haven't done so already. So I'm going to assume that's just somebody teaching intelligent Americans who are leaving the States how to be Canadian.
You are correct. Trump was elected president. We're sorry. After the election, the Canadian immigration site crashed. And that's true.
Really?
Yeah. If you're one of the many Americans planning to convert to Canadianism, I can help you get integrated quickly and smoothly by offering my tutoring services to help you become one of us.
Wow.
I've got approximately 23 years of experience and charge $30 an hour, Canadian dollars. The first lesson, it gives the conversion rate. So basically, that's a steal. Here are a few of the topics you'll be learning. Situations which warrant a sorry, and the two ways we can pronounce it. The importance of Tim Hortons, Timmy's, a double-double, and Timbits. The difference between regular syrup and 100% pure maple syrup.
Huge fucking difference. Don't even mess with my fucking maple syrup. Fucking Tom once went to the Dep.
Oh, he got that fucking
Happy
generic.
Tom.
Oh, fucking
table
Happy
syrup.
Tom.
It was a lot cheaper than the other.
Fuck, no, it's not the same.
Don't mess with my maple syrup.
Do not fuck with my maple syrup.
That's number one rule of being Canadian.
Fuck Happy Tom.
Yeah.
The loony, the toony, and do our dollar bills smell like maple syrup? No, they don't. Intro to Celsius, kilometers, provinces.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian spelling. Color, O-U-R. Neighbor, flavor. O-U-R.
I think flavor, too, is spelled different.
Center, T-R-E.
Wait, neighbor is spelled?
Neighbor, N-E-I-G-H-B-O-U-R.
And the Canadian way is O-R?
O-U-R. The American's O-R. O-R.
Okay.
Center, R-E.
Right.
And pop, not soda.
Mm-hmm. But that's not really here in Quebec, though. That's more of an Ontario thing, a pop.
And Pepsi me, Wisconsin.
Liqueur.
The beaver, the moose, and the Canadian goose. Milk and why it comes in bags.
Why? Does it not come in bags in the States?
Nope.
Really?
I remember I told a friend about that. He's like, what? Bags?
I hope this guy's teaching about all-dressed hot dogs and pizzas as well.
Holding the door open even if you're not yet sure if somebody's behind you.
Okay, you hold open for the awkward second too long and you're like, fuck it, I'm already here. I might as well wait for the next person.
Yeah. Surviving a Canadian winter.
Yeah.
Why we don't have guns and don't need them.
Mm.
Canadian history. Not as nice as you think, especially against natives.
Yeah.
Justin Trudeau, the leader you wish you had.
Uh-huh.
The North American house hippo.
What?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is
either. I have to look that up.
Oh, it was on one of those Canadian Heritage commercials, wasn't it?
It's house hippo?
The house hippo, yes. There was a commercial about like the Canadian house hippo.
What?
Yeah, and there was something like house hippo doesn't really exist, but if it did, wasn't there a commercial about that? YouTube, I promise you there was a house hippo. Yeah, there's a house hippo commercial.
What the fuck is a house hippo?
Okay. Now that I'm thinking about it, I remember watching watching TV with KG, there was a house hippo, yeah.
Okay, reference that. Poutine and A. And much more. Thank you for reading and serious inquiries.
I can't believe they didn't address the all dress thing. Once went to New Hampshire, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire.
No.
We asked my stepbrother had asked for an all dress hot dog. The chef's mind literally exploded in front of our eyes.
Huh?
He said, "What? He said, well, mustard, relish, onions, coleslaw."
Yeah.
So he goes to the back of the kitchen and he comes back out with the guy cooking it, and he's like, "You want coleslaw on the hot dog?" Yeah. Close on the hot dog. Like, their minds were blown.
Do they have all dressed pizza?
I don't believe so, no.
What do they call it?
I don't know, but I remember when we were in Vermont last September for a wedding, we went to Subway, and when we got to the veggie section, my cousin's like, all dressed, and the girl's like,
huh?
What? She's like, want everything? And she's like, yeah, all dressed. And the girl's like, I don't know.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. And also, what was the other word that they were like, we don't know what you're talking about? Was it combo or trio? One of them, they did have
no
idea.
They don't know what trio is.
It was trio.
Yeah,
they were like, I don't, what?
They do combo.
It was combo, yeah.
Okay, try to go to Vancouver and ask for an entree of nuggets.
Why? They don't do that?
They don't know what that is.
An entree of nuggets?
They don't use entree nuggets.
Really?
Yeah, they just use a 3-pack of nuggets. Like,
you can't say entree of nuggets.
No, they don't know.
If you go to a restaurant, will they know what an entree is?
I believe
like
they use
fancy
on
restaurant. Yeah. Like, that's like a universal term.
Yeah, or don't ask for a guichet.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
Dep.
Or dep. Yeah.
Or, I didn't know that, like, when you're going on the tedas, right? I didn't know what that was.
What is it elsewhere?
Patio.
A patio?
So I'm seeming like an idiot. I'm like, you know when you go outside on like a table outside the restaurant?
What do you call that?
Patio?
Like, yeah.
Patio? What?
Patio, no.
Tedass, man. What the fuck?
A patio is what I have in my house.
That's what I said. Fucking patio. What?
What is also Smarties. Smarties in the States are what we call rockets.
Oh.
Did you know this?
No.
You know those pasty pills that you pretend are like pills when you're kids?
Yep.
Those are Smarties in the States. They don't have Smarties.
They don't have a lot of chalk because they don't have Coffee Crisp.
Right. They don't have, what else the other one? Arrow, I believe.
They don't have Arrow? No. You're missing all the good shit, USA.
Their Reese's peanut butter cups only come in packs of two. Two, we have
bullshit.
Three. I know.
But they supersize everything. They don't have the fucking third Reese's.
They don't have third Reese's, but they also have, I think they have the big cups, right? The two big cups. Yeah. Yeah. No, states suck.
Fuck you, states. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that was the third one, right?
Yeah. So which one would you pick? So bread and condoms, giant Ugg boot, or learn to be Canadian?
The learn to be Canadian one, I love because I'm Canadian. But the first one was absolutely hilarious with the organic bread and the farmer's market table and the details on who she's trying to guess who he is. And that was
so. Here's the question: good. If you were that person, would you go back and get it? Because that's $40 worth of condoms.
That's a lot of money.
Like, that's
condoms.
A lot of. I'd probably do it.
I think I would too. And
just
also,
for the laugh too, right?
I was going to say, like, just because of how it's written, I was like, I need, like, even if my original plan wasn't, like I'm sure before this guy read this Craigslist ad, he realized he forgot his condom somewhere, right?
Fuck.
So, and like, even if my original plan wasn't to go back and get them, once I read this, I'd be like, I need to meet this person.
I need to meet this person. That's fucking great.
So yeah, I definitely think I'd go back.
Bread and condoms wins this week.
I love random things like that. You know what I mean? Have you heard of that story where somebody had their garden gnome stolen from their lawn and the person traveled with it and took pictures
Get
of it all
here.
Around and then brought it back with the photo album of its travels and it was
amazing.
Gone for over a year. It was a family or something that took it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And there was even like, they to this day don't even know who it is. They have hints because of the photos. Like they know they have a dog. So there's a dog in a few of the photos and they can tell some of the places. They traveled all over the world with this gnome and then brought it back a year later with the photos.
Fucking amazing.
I need to do this before I die, okay? Like, I need to
something
find someone's
like
garden gnome. Yeah. And then, like...
Steal it.
This is what life's about.
But that'd be the worst thing if you go to steal and they see you right away.
I
and
know.
You're like,
oh, I was going to do
this whole
something
thing.
Cool. Yeah. They arrest you.
Yeah, and they'll be like, yeah, fuck, you weren't going to do that. You just steal my gnome.
Yeah, and I need to do something like that.
All right, so your goal, your life goal now is to steal a garden gnome.
Is to steal a garden gnome and travel around the world, yeah.
That's pretty good goals. I wish I could aim for those too. All right, let's close the show.
Yeah.
Plugs, final thoughts. Do you have anything you want to plug? Because I know there's other side, you stuff you on the side, right?
Yeah, most of the stuff I would plug, I would have to use my real name and then I'd get sued. So
we don't want that.
I'm on Twitter and I'm saying I'm on Twitter. I haven't even been on Twitter, I think, since last time I've been here.
Because you're Brooke AWA, right?
I am. Yeah. And I'm running so many social media things between like...
How many you got?
I have my Brooke persona that I have her Twitter.
Yeah.
Then I have my business Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I have my daughter's Instagram that I'm running.
She's a celebrity. She's a big celebrity.
Yeah, she's awesome. Just had another video come out this week.
Cool.
And then I have my personal accounts.
Yeah.
So I'm so horrible. I keep telling you when to follow me on Twitter because I have no followers, but I don't even go on Twitter. So, hey, go follow me on Twitter. Maybe
and she will eventually
maybe
get back
I'll,
to
Maybe I'll get on there one day.
Brooke AWA.
Yeah.
I am SDFU, old school. The main channel, which Charlie now controls exclusively because I got yelled at because I kept fucking responding. Nobody knew what it was.
Fucking sign off her tweets, though.
Agreed. But whatever. She's being hard-headed, so I got to kick her in the butt. That is the main... it's the STFU podcast, I think. Yeah, at the STFU podcast on Twitter. Email us, thestfupodcast@gmail.com, stfupodcast.com. Click on the Amazon link. Charlie's run out of popcorn. She needs to eat. Click on the Amazon link. Buy some shit. Costs you nothing. Helps her out. And that's it. I guess thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll definitely have you on. And I'm going to push Charlie. You guys got to do an all one side reunion on the show. Just
I
you
agree.
Guys.
I agree. I bet we can, even if we really push, I bet we can get Sloan to do one.
Yeah. Just one.
Just
do
one.
Do one more
just
and one. Have it like STFU format. Shoot the shit. Have fun.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
It's nighttime in a kitchen just like yours. All is quiet. Or is it? The North American house hippo is found throughout Canada and the eastern United States. House hippos are very timid creatures and are rarely seen. But they will defend their territory if provoked. They come out at night to search for food, water, and materials for their nests. The favorite foods of the house hippo are chips, raisins, and the crumbs from peanut butter on toast. They build their nests in bedroom closets, using lost mittens, dryer lint, and bits of string. The nests have to be very soft and warm. House hippos sleep about 16 hours a day.
That looked really real, but you knew it couldn't be true, didn't you? That's why it's good to think about what you're watching on TV and ask questions, kind of like you just did. A message from Concerned Children's Advertisers.